Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States joining other countries and the UN and expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, the country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed nine, wounded more than 100 others near a police station in southeastern Turkey where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue to push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, in Geneva, the U.N. Office for the High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants are continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul and its outskirts to shield themselves from airstrikes. Less than 100 hours campaigning left in the U.S. presidential race and it's tightening. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, Republican Donald Trump campaigning almost nonstop, and their surrogates on the campaign train as well. Clinton supporter President Obama was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I need you to vote. The country needs you to vote. And we need to finish what we started 8 years ago.
Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, spoke in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I know why you're here. You share a love of your country with Donald Trump and a desire to change the system that benefits those at the tippy top and often leaves behind those who work hard and play by the rules and just want a fair opportunity, thank you, and a better future.
Clinton holds a slight edge over Trump in the polling. This is VOA News. Paris authorities have begun an operation to clear more than 3,000 migrants from a camp in the northeastern sector of the French capital. Operation is cleared of the sprawling camp, handed off peacefully on Friday. Officials gathering several hundred male migrants behind a police line and part of a camp housing Afghans. This man was among them.
We come from our country only to escape from the war, you know, to escape from fighting for this problem. So if we didn't have this problem, we will never come to this country.
Operation in Paris comes after a major campaign last week cleared the so-called Calais Jungle, a migrant camp in the north, which for years has served as a jumping-off point for migrants attempting to stow away on trucks and trains bound across the English Channel for Britain. Some 6,000 people, mostly Afghans, Sudanese, and Eritreans, have been living in the Calais encampment in what has been described as squalid conditions as Europe struggles with its worst migration crisis since World War II. British intelligence services are warning of increasingly aggressive espionage tactics by Moscow, Kremlin denying those charges. But the British government is planning to spend more than $2 billion in cybersecurity and to recruit an extra 1,000 intelligence officers. Henry Ridgewell in London is following the story.
The $2.3 billion investment is aimed at countering emerging threats to national security. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said this week that key infrastructure like air traffic control systems and power networks could be targeted by what he called hostile foreign actors.
It is our duty to demonstrate that they cannot act with impunity. So we will not only defend ourselves in cyberspace, we will strike back in kind when we are attacked.
Hammond did not mention Russia by name, but writing in the Guardian newspaper the same day, the head of Britain's domestic intelligence service, known as MI5, accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive cyber attacks, espionage, propaganda, and subversion. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Massive demonstration in Jakarta against the governor turned violent when protesters burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannon. Police say at least one person was killed, seven others wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protest. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, the theme is Gone But Not Forgotten, as four current jazz greats remember Jaco Pastorius, Billie Holiday, George Duke, and Horace Silver. Certainly gone, but not forgotten. Four of the greats of jazz today look back at four of the greats of jazz past who left us far too early. Great talents looking back at other great talents. That's the theme of this edition of Jazz America. I think you'll enjoy the comments of these current jazz greats as we hear from the likes of Christian McBride, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Diane Reeves, and trumpeter Dave Douglas. Let's begin, though, with a salute to another of the jazz greats who left us far too early, Thelonious Monk. With Gary Burton on vibes and John Beasley leading his Monkestra, which is, in truth, the Stan Kenton Band, given the name the Monkestra by John Beasley, the great band leader who had for years wanted to do a big band version of Thelonious Monk classics. And he chose this Stan Kenton Orchestra to turn into the Monkestra for this one-off affair. Here's their version, as I mentioned, with Gary Burton on vibes, of Epistrophe, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Mama said, river gonna rise. River gonna rise. Don't close your eyes. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Daddy gonna keep you by his side till the by and by. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Tonight he's gonna take you through the door. Teach you numbers 4 by 4. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. China found a lucky pearl. Luck gonna take around the world. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady. Gabe is gonna strum along. Wear them feathers till I'm dead. Hold on steady. Don't hold on steady. Hold on steady. Hold on steady.
The great NEA Jazz Master, just named and will be inducted in 2017, Dee Dee Bridgewater. The wonderful vocalist, producer, composer, band leader, and award winner. Hope you enjoyed the title cut from her latest release, recorded with a host of great musicians from New Orleans, called Dee Dee's Feathers. That was the title cut, and certainly a celebration of the history of New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz. Dee Dee Bridgewater, one of my special guests on this edition of Jazz America, as some of the greats of jazz today look back at some of the greats of jazz past who left us far too early and are gone but not forgotten. Certainly Dee Dee Bridgewater has paid homage to the great Billie Holiday in a major way, not only recording the album Eleanora Fagan to Billie with love from Dee Dee, but also portraying Billie Holiday on stage on Broadway in the wonderful play titled Lady Day. Let's enjoy some of the thoughts of Dee Dee Bridgewater and then hear her version of Billie Holiday's classic Lady Sings the Blues here on Jazz America.
I don't know that I wouldn't have been different from Billie had I been born in that era.
Yeah, she would fight. She would, you know, she was, from what I heard. I mean, she just, you know, if she didn't like the way something was going on.
Yeah, but she was a street urchin, you know. Mm-hmm. She was taken away from her mommy at 10. She was a street urchin.
Wow.
You know, she didn't have any fear of you know, somebody came to this to a rehearsal and said that they had heard a story about some sailor, something coming up to her on 52nd Street and saying something after her show, and she just knocked this guy out.
That's the story I heard.
So yes. Here is a woman that we see from photographs, and we see her elegance.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had, and I think she was born with this sense of class, but who was just in the street and like a tomboy.
Well, when you're making music, though, don't you kind of shut out the world and just your soul takes over? And maybe that's what happened with her, too. She knew the world was rough and rude, But she brought great beauty to the world and presented it through her voice, through her soul, through her face, through her body. I've seen you do that exact same thing, too, no matter what's going on out there.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Everything goes away when I'm singing. Everything I'm sure went away for Billy when she was singing. Mm-hmm. I think it was the music that kept her alive as long as as she was.
To know just what the blues is all about. Lady sings the blues. She tells her side, nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what the blues is all about.
Well, the blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part. Sit around and cry no more. I know I won't die because I love him more. Lady sings the blues. She's got them bad. She feels so sad. And now the world will know she's never gonna sing them no more. She's never gonna sing them no more.
Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. Yeah, yeah. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. Lady sings the blues no more. No more, no more. Jordan, no more. No more, 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 no more.
The brilliant Dee Dee Bridgewater, and nobody knows the inside story on Billie Holiday more than Dee Dee Bridgewater, who's investigated her life and her story very deeply. Well, part of her story, Billie Holiday's that is that she worked in the earliest part of her career when she was just a very young lady with Teddy Wilson, Artie Shaw, and Count Basie. And speaking of Lady Sings the Blues, let's enjoy Count Basie and his orchestra playing the blues live in 1970 in Budapest, Hungary, from the album Good Time Blues. Here's the song I Needs to Bead With. Count Basie on Jazz America from VOA 1. Mm-hmm. It seems the blues has been a big part of a lot of the music that you're hearing here on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, and there's more to come as a great bass player remembers one that left us far too early, his fellow bassist. You'll find out what I'm talking about in just a second, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from a Jazz America listener who goes by the name of Mike. His name is Ingaleka Damata, and he wrote, Jazz America, nice morning with you this Sunday. Would like for you to play B.B. King, some nice music to remember him. Regards, Mike from Accra. And he went on to say, I hear Jazz America in a radio station in Accra, VOA, every Sunday. Well, thank you, Ingaleka, also known as Mike, and it would be my great pleasure to play for you some music featuring the legendary blues artist, who was a great improviser on the guitar as well, and improvisation, of course, being the essence of jazz, Mr. B.B. King. Now, it also gives me a chance to wish a very happy 62nd birthday to a great guitarist, Lee Ritenour, who invited B.B. King to come and join with him, along with other great singers and musicians, to create his album, Six String Theory. And from that, here's the song, Why I Sing the Blues, B.B. King with Lee Ritenour on VOA's Jazz America.
Everybody wants to know why I sing the blues. Everybody wants to know why I sing the blues. Well, I've been around a long time. I've really paid my dues. I'm laying in a ghetto flat, cold and numb. I heard the rats tell the bed bugs to give the roaches some. Everybody wants to know why I sing the blues. You know I've been around a long time, and I've really paid my dues.
and I really paid some dues. Now Father Time's catching up with me. Gone is my youth. Look in the mirror every day and let it tell me the truth. Man, everybody wanna know why I sing the blues. I've been around a long, long time. I really paid my dues. For you all, and everybody wants to know why I sing the blues. Well, I've been around a long time and I've really paid my dues. You know the company told me, guess you were born to lose. Everybody around me seems like everybody's got the blues, and I'll have a long time. I paid my dues. You know I ain't ashamed of it. I just love to sing the blues.
The brilliant award-winning bassist Christian McBride, one of the most important musicians in jazz today. Not only a great composer, band leader, and versatile player too. Everything from acoustic trios and quartets to a big band to his electric band, as you just heard, and a first call session player for very important sessions. Many collaborations, a radio personality too, and he's just been named the artistic director of the Newport Jazz Festival. Christian McBride, one of the great bassists in jazz today. And now, as we look back on some of those artists who were very influential for people like Christian McBride, but those who left us far too early. Here's Christian McBride with some thoughts about Jaco Pastorius.
I want you to give me some thoughts about Jaco, because you talked about Weather Report, and they had some great bass players. Victor Bailey is just fine. You know, the offshoots of all of the people that were part of that band were strong. But Jaco had a singular, unique voice, it seems to me, and I'd like to get some thoughts from you about him.
He was the Charlie Parker of the electric bass. I mean, before Jaco Pastorius, I mean, certainly in the world of jazz, nobody had ever made, no one had given the electric bass the credibility that it could have had. Until Jaco came along. I mean, some of the things that he did on the electric bass, it's very much like Charlie Parker. No saxophone player can ever play jazz now without having, you know, without some glimpse of Charlie Parker in his or her playing. It's just impossible. And, that's how deep his innovation was. And same thing with Jaco. You cannot play the electric bass, particularly a fretless electric bass, and not hear Jaco in there somewhere. It's impossible.
Have you analyzed his touch and maybe drawn something from him like you've drawn from Ray Brown or Milt Hinton?
Absolutely.
Something about his fingertips or something, his touch on the strings. I mean, what's
that? It was very, Jaco has a very milky, creamy kind of sound on the instrument. And the way that you know is that you can hear other fretless electric bass players, and it just doesn't have the same kind of smoothness, the same sound. I mean, even when Jaco was playing really fast, and I think what made Jaco so much of an innovator was the fact that he was like a marksman. I mean, you can hear every single note like a bell. It's almost like Jaco, before he played the song, he wrote out what he was going to play. I mean, that's how articulate it is, you know. But I've always kind of, even on the acoustic bass, I mean, I always strive for that clarity, you know. I don't want anybody to ever guess what it is I'm trying to play, you know. I don't want anybody sitting there listening like, okay, well, by default, I think he played this. With Jaco and Ray Brown, all of my favorite players on any instrument are the ones who have that utmost clarity, you know, just articulate, you know, just master the instrument to the point where there are no questions asked.
And Christian has told me that one of the songs that really stands out to him as one of the most impressive performances by Jaco Pastorius on bass is the song Havona from the album Heavy Weather from Weather Report. And here it is on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. McBride called Jaco Pastorius the Charlie Parker of the bass, so we thought you'd enjoy hearing some Charlie Parker. There you go with Billy's Bounce. More to come next hour. Stay tuned.